Okay, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Know the Culture with Prince Rara. And as I mentioned before, this show is going to go extremely different. And because it's Funding Drive Week and we are looking for donations of all sizes, and also we're saying, as I said earlier, a lot of donations are going to the equipment that aids us hosts, so we can create the shows to entertain you musically through our talented artists, challenge and school your ass in the happenings of our city of Montreal and what's going on in our crazy ass world. I have somebody with me today to switch it all the way up, and she is an amazing artist, and her music is a smooth combination of a jazzy, sultry feel with an R&B electronica sound that has an edge. And also, she is a lovely person. She made a wicked collab with the artist Phrase and their song Tired of It, which won the top 5 Canadian Songwriter Challenge of 2020. Also, she was featured in the Best Soul on Bandcamp January 2019 with her collab artist, Brooklyn native Cobra Yama. Enough of all that jazz. Now it's time to introduce my first fucking guest on my show. And my friend, Fauna in the motherfucking basement manor, baby, how are you going?
Oh, well, I'm much better now that I'm here talking with you, Prince Rara.
Oh my
it's,
God.
It's been good. It's been crazy times. I've been, you know, trying hard to keep myself busy and, you know, creating and staying sane, doing what I can.
Good, 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 good. Thank you so much for joining me here today. It's a fucking pleasure. And also,
thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. And also, congratulations for being in the top 5 winning teams in the Canadian Songwriter Challenge of 2020.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, please, you got to tell me, we're going to start from the top. Sorry. What inspired you to make music, and how did the Fauna Project come about?
Well, I would say, I started off in Nova Scotia, that's where I'm from. I started off in a lot of bands, and I think coming to Montreal originally to finish my BFA at Concordia, I also was, you know, looking forward to the music scene here because there's a lot more opportunities. It's a really inspiring city. So that's sort of where Fauna was born about 7 years ago when I first moved to Montreal. I was encouraged by a lot of my other musician friends to sort of take the leap. So yeah, music's always sort of been my own form of therapy, I would say. You know, it's an opportunity for me to just do what I want to do. You know, after being in so many different bands, it was an opportunity for me to just like figure out what my vibe was, figure out what I wanted to say, and yeah, that's more or less how the Fauna Project came about.
Right, and I think that's, Montreal's like a really great city for artists to come here and really learn about themselves, and I think, well, this will lead up to my whole next question about how things have changed for all of us in 2020. So what has, I know that so much is going on with you, with music, and there's a whole shift that's happening, you know, with the industry itself and this whole pandemic. What and how you reach people. Tell me what, and the listeners, what have you been going through and what's been going on with you?
Well, I would say the beginning of the pandemic, I had just moved into my own apartment for the first time. So like, it was kind of bliss the first month of the pandemic. A lot of people probably wouldn't agree with me, but I had a lot of time to myself. And about 2 weeks in is when my friend and fellow collaborator Phrase had messaged me to be a part of the Music BC songwriting contest. And I can definitely say that it sort of like lit the fire under my ass as far as getting back into the songwriting process after a little bit of a hiatus. And it's definitely changed, you know, it's changed a lot of things. I mean, everything's online now, you know. I was already doing a lot of my collaborations online, you know. Cobra Yama, we wrote the whole album while he was in Brooklyn and I was here in Montreal. So it's definitely not foreign to me to be, you know, collaborating abroad with people. But I would say, obviously, like in terms of performing, like that has been a struggle for so many artists who, mm-hmm. you know, rely on that as a source of income. You know, I have a couple different sources of income, so, you know, I'm not like really struggling, but, you know, it definitely ruined all my like summer tour plans, and even next summer is looking a little bleak. So, you know, we are sort of having to reinvent ourselves and how, you know, we can, you know, how we can share our music, how we can get out to the masses, how we can still be successful and, you know, in the form of like live streams and this and that. So I think, yeah, a lot of artists are struggling right now to sort of figure out like how we're going to move forward and how we're going to, you know, get our music out to people and keep the ball rolling in these conditions. It's been a challenge in a lot of ways, but it's also like transformative as well.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But it really shows you how people we adapt to change, and I really can separate the strong from the weak. And yeah. you know, and if you're able to you know, to move forward in these changing times, then hey, then that just shows your character. That shows like, you know, how you are as a person, and you know how you really want to get out there, and you know, you can not only your talent but also your willingness, your will as a person, you know, you really, you know, striving to do the best that you can, you know. And I think that can also tell in a lot of people's music and why they're inspired to make such you know, such stuff, you know, in such crazy times that we're all going through, that we had no expectation that this was going to happen for us. So
absolutely, it's definitely putting like so many artists to the test right now, like but there is sort of like a blessing in disguise, because I feel like a lot of us have extra time. A lot of us, you know, are working from home now, and we don't have to commute like 2 hours back and forth to work every day. So we do have extra time to like workshop songs. I feel like a lot of us are writing right now. A lot of us are writing and recording, sort of like preparing for the next couple years. At least for me, like that's sort of how I'm trying to take advantage of all this extra time that, you know, I can't put towards planning a tour. So yeah, you gotta make the best of it, for sure.
That's exactly it. And I think also it gives a lot of people more time to discover new things as well. Like a person that loves music, you know, just at home, you know, like if they have to you know, work from home, or you know, go to the gym at home, or all the things that they're doing at home, you know, like they're going to be listening to music most probably, or listening to a podcast, or listening to, I don't know, watching TV or these YouTube channel you know, videos and stuff like that. So it's now people, like their eyes are more on like content, I think. And I think so it gives like, you know, us all you know, in media, like, you know, that leverage, you know. And I think it's great. You mentioned that you said that you went on hiatus. Now
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, well, tell me what happened there.
I think that environment has a lot to do with it. You know, for me, I'm a really like sensitive person, and I'm, you know, I'm sort of coming into my process now where, you know, I know what I need to, you know, feel comfortable creating. And like I said, I just moved into my own apartment. I don't have to worry about noise. I don't have to worry about like being loud or anything like that. So I think that was a big part of it. You know, just because I've, you know, I've like been on and off in like different living situations. And I think that's, you know, I think your environment is really important to create like a, you know, a healthy creative environment. So I feel like, April was like, like a month into the pandemic where like I finally like got my own place. And that's been like a pretty huge game changer for me, just because I don't have to think about like, you know, anyone else. I just, you know, I make music when I want. I can, if I need to, you know, write a song, or if I have an idea like 3 a.m, like I don't have to worry about like being quiet or anything like that. So it wasn't like a long hiatus. Like it was definitely, it was only like half of a year, but it was mostly just like, you know, just settling into my life, just some life changes, and like now things are like kind of leveling out a little bit. So
that's cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Now, what can you tell me inspired you to create the song Tired of It? And now that that song has become, well, it's won the Canadian Songwriter Challenge of 2020. How did you and Phrase come together after all that's happened with you and this huge change?
For sure. I mean, yeah, it was sort of like I like really needed sort of just something to like get the wheels turning again. And when we got picked to be the top 15, it was just like, oh, okay, all right, I can write. Okay, like I am a decent songwriter. Okay, I'm back in it now. And so the theme for the songwriting contest was Alone Together. Okay. So basically, it did have to sort of relate to the pandemic, but they wanted it to be timeless to a degree. And when Phrase contacted me, because he used to live out in BC, that's how this sort of came about. He recently just moved back to Montreal, where he's from.
Okay.
He lived out there for like 4 years, I think. Okay. But he just contacted me basically because as long as like there was one BC resident in the project, like he could choose anyone else within Canada to help him with it. So that's why he contacted me. Okay. And yeah, basically we kind of, he sent me some beats and some of them were different. Like some of them were more mellow, some of them were upbeat. I think we both agreed that like we don't want to make some like melodramatic, like sad, you know, song about the pandemic. Like we really wanted to like be real but at the same time, you know, like try and give people some hope, like without being too cheesy, like I think we were on the same page as far as like, yeah, like we're all like sick and tired of this pandemic, but like, you know, how can we come together, you know, like we want to remind people to take care of each other, you know, look out for each other. So I think that's sort of where the inspiration came from, you know, just like kind of drawing from our own experiences. And also like me and Phrase hadn't caught up in a long time because, you know, we had a little residency here in NDG in Montreal for like a few years. And then he moved off to BC.
Okay.
And I kept it going with like a couple other local musicians as well as like Illa J, who ended up going back to Detroit. But it had been a long time since we had worked on anything together. So it was sort of like the framework was almost like we were catching up almost like as friends, like the song framework. We were sort of like talking about, well, how are you?
So it was natural. It was just natural that you guys came back together and created all of this.
Oh yeah, I think we wrote, recorded, and shot the video for the song within like 5 days.
Oh.
It was like right before the deadline. Like, yeah, no, he brought me on like about a week before the deadline. He was just like, let's do this. But man, you can make diamonds under pressure. That's the thing. Like when you have a deadline, like sometimes like magic can happen. Shit just like happens really quickly. So yeah, it was a really fluid collaboration for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. And he definitely seems a man about his stuff. Like he seems like he knows what he's doing too, and he looks like he'll be like, you know, he looks very structured. I mean, that's what I gathered.
Sure.
Yeah, I just gathered from like, you know, just you can kind of tell someone's personality or how they speak or how they present themselves and stuff. And I felt like I gathered that from you know, watching some of the interviews that you guys had done pre the Canadian Songwriter Challenge. So
for sure.
And that's pretty cool. Yeah, and it's cool. It's cool, like, you know, as you say, like, you know, you went on hiatus. Now you found your own space and you've got that cute little green couch in your house. I think that's your house, right? That's your house.
Yeah, it is. That couch, man, it's iconic. Everybody's like, oh, I know that couch. It's like in so many videos now.
Yeah, you got money. I don't have a couch like that. Not at the basement manor.
Well, you know how it is. It's my first place. I gotta make it swaggy. So.
No, it looks really, really cool. But yeah, it's wicked that you could have someone like, you know, like that, like that can, you know, reach out and then you guys can come together and then he can be like, okay, like this is where we can go. And then you guys be like, yeah, I can do it like this and blah, blah, blah. And you've worked with each other before and you kind of know what to say. And I think that's really, really, really awesome. So
yeah, it's always come really naturally for us for sure. You know, I've known Phrase since like I moved here like 7 years ago and, yeah, we've got like similar vocal like qualities, but you know, we still have our differences for sure, but yeah, it was it's a good match for sure. I enjoy working with Phrase.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Okay. Now, we're going to do something a little bit different, okay? So, Fauna, I'm going to ask you to tell them what are we going to be doing next.
What are we going to be doing? Okay, so I'm going to get Ra Ra to play four of my favorite songs. And the other five songs that I handpicked that I love from other artists.
Okay, and you're going to play, what's my song? It's King...
Yes, so No King.
No King, that's my song.
Yeah, No King is off my last EP that I did with Kobayama called Clear. That's the latest EP release. And then Tired of It, which we were just talking about.
Yep.
And another track off of Clear EP, which is Air. Mm-hmm. And then a track I did, I think, like a couple of years ago with like Fancy Folks and Cabrielle called What You've Got. It's a little more upbeat.
Yep.
So, yeah, those are my picks for mine.
Okay.
And so for the artist picks, these are just some songs that have been stuck in my head lately.
Okay.
So there's Baguette, which is by Smino, Jid, and Kenny Beat.
Yeah.
It's like such a jam. I like it. I've been, it's on repeat. It's been on repeat for a long time.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, okay, I'm down with that.
All right, there's Wild by Evan McIntosh featuring Lil Mop.
Mm-hmm.
Another jam. We've got FKA Twigs.
Yeah.
Holy Terrain featuring Future, which is like, again, just like can't stop playing this one.
Yep.
Such a vibe.
Yep.
FKA Twigs, huge inspo. She's like, you know, got those R&B roots, but she's like got an edge and she's super weird and artsy.
Yes.
So it's like, I'm all over that.
Yep, yep.
So there's this Love and, there's this remix. This is a Zacoma remix of Love and Ruins by Griffin and Sinead Harnett.
Okay.
I found Sinead Harnett. Excuse me. I found Sinead Harnett on Colors Berlin like forever ago. And I actually find a lot of my, I find a lot of like new artists through Colors Berlin.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's how I found Little Dragon, which is my last track. Yeah, High by Little Dragon.
Okay.
And yeah, those are my picks.
Okay, well, this is going to be a whole challenge for me because now I have to go and mix these songs.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That is a challenge.
That's a challenge. Oh my.
I didn't know that was a part of it. Dang. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear this.
Okay, I'm going to try my hardest and see what magic I can pull out there. But before we go, can you please tell us what we can expect from you in the new future? What are the new projects that are happening? What's going on? What's some hot stuff that you want the streets to hear? Lay it down on people.
All right. Well, the most recent thing that's in the works, me and Phrase. Well, it's actually Phrase and Friends. So it's mostly a Phrase show, but I'm a big part of it. It's for the Victoria Scott and Reggae Broadcast System. It's going to be airing on November 6th at 7 p.m. PST.
Okay.
And we're doing a 5-song band set, and then me and Phrase are doing a 5-song duo set. And I've got like some like, I've got like a solo song in there, and like we have a couple songs that we wrote together. So yeah, it's going to be good. We're like really excited about it. So that's what's coming up very soon. It's like my first live stream of the pandemic. So
yeah
I'm excited. They're
doing it. People are doing these live streams, eh? I've promoted
so
many live streams.
Yeah, it was like pre-recorded because, you know, we got that like 6K going and, you know, but it's all live. Like, it's all like, you know, but yeah, we're really looking forward to that. And I've been working on a couple different projects. There's volume 2 I'm working on, Fauna EP volume 2, which is like my next solo EP, which I'm chipping away at. Phrase is going to be involved in some of the production there.
Sweet.
So yeah, that's like the goal right now, the priority. I'm also finishing up an EP with Kobayama, our second EP together, and we're hoping to finish that before the new year. So
yeah.
Lots in the works.
Nice.
Lots of projects, keeping busy and stuff. So yeah, stay tuned and whatnot.
That's so exciting. Thank you so much, Fauna, for joining me today. Honestly, it was such a breeze.
Oh, tell me about it.
Right? Oh.
Well, you're just so easy to talk to, Rara. Well, you always have been.
You know, I mean, I keep telling the children, but, you know.
Well, you managed to land this radio gig, and like it seems like it's working out. So.
Yes! And this is my first time having an artist on the show.
I've never done that before. I'm honored.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm honored. Thank you.
Yeah. This is my fourth show, by the way, too. So it was my fifth. I'm going to have a little celebration. But I mean, this is a mini celebration now because I've got you on here. I mean, like, but you're going to come back again, though. You're going
to
come back?
I would hope so. Oh, yeah. I mean, I would hope that I have more news to share in the upcoming, you know.
Yeah,
maybe upcoming month or whatevs.
Yes. Maybe you could just join me on the show anytime you want, just for the gags.
I would love that because I love you and I think you're hilarious and I'm sure we'd have a great time.
Oh, we would have a bomb time. Let me tell you that. Okay, thank you so much for being here. And more details about Fauna's stream are coming soon. You can go to Fauna's social pages, which you can follow on faunamusic.bandcamp.com. Watch the video of Tired on with Phrase on YouTube. And you can also follow Fauna Music pretty much on any platform, Twitter, Facebook, the whole bang shoot. Thank you, my girl, babe. I told you
guys.
Thank
you for having me.
No problem. Anytime. Guys, stay with me. I told you, Know the Culture is going to get hotter and hotter every episode. Stay with me. This is Know the Culture on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. Tired of it. Of all the time you spend. Wondering if this is it. The one living in. And you just want a place of pain. I know you're tired of it. Of all the time you spend. Wondering if this is it, the one that we're living in. But in the end, we're both the same. I need a break, Kit Kat. Stop running with that riffraff. Give my soul a bath. Time to cleanse that aura. Going deep in my mind and explore. I know. It's hard to get up and go with the flow just like that. Deer in the headlights, take a step back. Hit me up if you need a chat. Cause I know you and you like that. I know you're tired of it. Of all the time you spend. Wondering if this is it, the world that we're living in. And you just want a place of blame. I know you're tired of it. Of all the time you spend. Wondering if this is it, the one that we're living in. But in the end, we're both the same. It's Montreal in this bitch. I could see the waves if you were shoving me. I dream it all away. They say you gotta let it be. Put you where it hurts and watch me let go. Yeah, you know we'll stay if you don't expose the truth into another point of view. I'm damned if I don't and damned if I do. They say the story undefined, your mind is what you're sinking to. You will never can vision's coming back to you. The feelings are surfacing.
Mara.
So good.
Prince.